Hello, Subud County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 22nd. Today we heard bills on second reading, bills in third reading, and debated bills in Committee of the Whole. House Bill 1, the budget bill, passed Committee of the Whole today. No amendments are allowed on the budget bill in Committee of the Whole. We will begin to debate amendments on the budget in second reading on Wednesday, and we will debate third reading budget amendments on Friday. The House adopted House Rule 0001, which will allow a remote participation for House members. Effective tomorrow, there will be a screen on the House floor for members who are unable to attend in person. Remote participation will also be available in committee meetings. With a few members out sick already, and with the concern of having more members out due to illness, it was decided that Zoom participation would be allowed. We only have a total of 20 days to get through all of our bills. If too many members are unable to participate in person, we will not be able to effectively do our jobs. Several bills passed Committee of the Whole today that I supported, including House Bill 49, Election Reporting Requirements. Any organization that receives contribution or expends funds in excess of $1,000 for the purpose of causing an independent expenditure or electioneering communication to be made shall file a statement of formation for the purpose of reporting political expenditures. The purpose of this bill is to provide for greater transparency in elections. House Bill 47, Local Impact Assistance Payments, was debated extensively and passed Committee of the Whole. In 2019, the state paid out almost $34 million, which is much more than was awarded in the past. We went from not awarding enough to awarding too much. This bill intends to avoid that by introducing a three-tiered approach. The various tiers and the maximum allowable percentage of funds to be awarded will be dependent upon the size and the cost of the project. I will need more information before I support this bill in third reading. House Bill 86, Genetic Data Privacy Amendments, passed Committee of the Whole. This bill updates the laws around genetic data privacy in order to keep up with evolving science and law. An important bill to Subud County that passed third reading yesterday is House Bill 43, Trophy Game, Big Game, and Wild Bison License Allocations. I voted in favor of this bill. This bill made the Big Five, ram, bighorn, sheep, bull moose, mountain goat, wild bison, and grizzly bears once-in-a-lifetime licenses. The bill also changed the license allocation for the Big Five to 90% resident and 10% non-resident. This license allocation change is financially hard on some outfitters in Subud County because it reduces the number of out-of-state clients that can hunt these species. I passed an amendment that phased this change in over 5 years. I felt this solution was fair to both local resident sportsmen and local outfitters. This was a bill that came out of the Wildlife Task Force that I serve on. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or concerns. Thank you.